This is the Surrey Storm Podcast.
It's Andy. Welcome to the Surrey Storm Podcast with Mizuno. Reaction from the win against Stars on the way and details on how you can be at the end of season celebration as well. But first, happy birthday, Leah. Glad you're able to spend time with your family here in the UK. Hope you have a great day. Let's hear now from Mickey, who joined Caroline and Tamsin on the latest Off the Court, available on the England Netball YouTube channel. A great look at the arrival of Praskovia and Storm so far this season.
This is Off the Court here on the Vitality Netball Super League channel. Give us a like, drop us a message. Love to hear from you. In a moment, we'll be joined by Mickey Austin, player coach at Surrey Storm, director of netball. And you want to focus on what Praskovia piece gives them. And I think everyone's having to focus on that, right?
Well, yeah, she's leading in the shooting circle at the moment, top goal scorer in the league. And one of the probably negatives we talked about last season were storming that attack end and that finishing off, you know, having that target. What has Peace brought them? Well, she's brought them the get out of jail free card, and it's what every mid-quarter needs. We saw it last season with Danelle Wallum. When you've got nothing else on, you're going to lob the ball in. And there's nothing wrong with that at all, because it just shows how good, how dominant, how effective these shooters are under the post. And that's exactly what Peace has brought. And that's why you're seeing Storm there and thereabouts this season. They're not quite where they want to be. They've got to do some tweaks in other places. But I tell you what, she has made immediate impact into that squad. I've been so impressed with Peace, not only with her dominance in the circle, but also sort of the composure and the chill she's brought to that attack end. When at times we've watched Dawn be quite frantic, I think she's been that person that's just got them over the line.
Mickey Austin, welcome along to Off the Court. It's not just because of Praskovia Peace that we've got on. It's the way that you've used her, absolutely used her to the fullest of her abilities. Before Tamsin breaks it down, talk to me about what she's brought to your squad off the court, what she's meant bringing her in.
Yeah, I think, you know, Peace's netballing history speaks for itself, and anyone who's anyone in the netballing world, when they hear her name, automatically, you know, tie that with one of the top shooters in the world, one of the most prolific in terms of the way that she can take the ball, her strength, all of the rest of it. But, you know, I said from really on when we sort of broke the news that Peace was going to be joining us in our colours, that separate to what she brings you on a netball court, like, she is just the most phenomenal human being. And anyone who meets her, like, the only way I can describe it is that if you could see her, like, aura, she glows white. Like, she is the most purest soul of anyone you will ever meet. She, you know, has nothing but genuine intentions. She's one of the most unintentionally hilarious people I've ever come across in my entire life. So she's just a phenomenal person to have in and around your group. When she speaks, everybody listens and hangs on her every word. And that's really invaluable in terms of, like, having a spearhead in that attacking end. But yeah, she's just great value. And, you know, I think that we're seeing her flourish in an environment that she's really enjoying herself, in which case, in turn, we get the best out of her on a netball court. And I think that's kind of what we're seeing at the moment, which is great.
You're so right. She has this angel aura, although unintentionally funny. I thought you knew Tamsin Greenway.
Sorry.
Tell us why you rate.
I just think she's so dominant as a shooter, but she's so unassuming as well in how she goes about her way. So she constantly delivers for you. You know, she doesn't get riled up in the drama or everything else going on, which is interesting than listening to Mickey describe her as a person, because I think that is so invaluable. You know, you want your shooter to be cool, calm, under pressure, and constantly helping you out. And that's what Praskovia Peace does.
Cool, calm, under pressure. That's Casey walking in too, probably for something to nibble on. I talk about the relationship that both of you have, you Tamsin and you Mickey, of course, coaching and playing together. What did you, whilst we've got Tamsin here, what did you learn from Tamsin about that sort of player coach role?
God, I think initially it was just like, how admirable it is, one, that anyone is crazy enough to take on both roles. And now I sort of know, I thought I knew back then how stressful it must have been from an outsider looking in. And now it's like, gosh, you really have no idea, like, how hard it is until you're in it, and how much there is to juggle. And not even just the physical side of it, in terms of, like, okay, making sure that you're physically prepared alongside the team, and so that you can uphold the standards that you're demanding from everybody else. But just in terms of like the off-court preparation, like trying to manage relationships when you're coming from a situation where you're being friends with people or was friends with people, and now, you know, whether you like it or not, I'm not that side of the fence. Now I'm the gaffer, I'm your boss. So it's, and I have to constantly try and separate myself from that, because when hard decisions need to be made, I absolutely have to make them. And I think, you know, T was always such a formidable leader in terms of how she just made the right decisions at the right time for the good of the team, whether you thought you could see it at that time or not, you know. And we always came out on top, and overall it was just about a team first mentality. So that was something that T, you know, instilled in me as an athlete really early on. And second to that, like, I think she's one of the most amazing technical coaches this country has, personally, from someone who's been under her and been coached by T. So yeah, it was just sort of how much knowledge can I pick up from a technical side of things, and then just how to learn that man management side, which I think is such an underrated skill as a coach, which doesn't really get spoken about, but probably counts for 90% of everything that you do.
In terms of that sort of player management, I think it's the bit that's the most underrated. But I want to just pick up on Storm now with where you're at and what you're doing, because having Proskovia Peace in there, you obviously developing as a coach every single season, this is a team that could make top four, that are pushing for top four. But I want to just talk about results. So what is going to be the difference? What is that consistency, and how do you bring that to your squad?
Yeah, I think for us, look, first and foremost, obviously we're super pleased with how we're trucking along currently. We're aware that we've picked up some pretty good results in the first half of the season, but, you know, our feet are firmly on the floor, and we absolutely know that there's a lot of stuff that can happen in 10 rounds. And I think for me, like, I'm just really impressed to see the mental shift in the team. You know, words like mental resilience, mental toughness, being able to deal with pressure, you know, goal for goal games are not something over the last 5 years you probably would have put in the same sentence as this Storm franchise. And I think to change that narrative in one season is really good for us. And, you know, don't get me wrong, we had a really clear recruitment strategy in the off season, and I think we executed that really well. But it's one thing to recruit well. It's another thing to make sure that the team have those connections and have that level of trust in each other in half a season to be able to go and execute. So I think for me, it's just making sure that the girls are constantly aware of what they're good at and playing to that strength. You know, we know on our day that irrespective of the opposition, where they're sitting in the table, we still have the monkey on our back that people think that we're the team that if they, you know, make us feel uncomfortable enough, we will fold, because that's what history has told them we will do. So I completely understand that. So I think for us, it's just about making sure we have that level of confidence in each other, have that level of belief. We prepare insanely well for every opposition that we come up against, so that we can go into that match, you know, player for player, person for person, knowing what I need to do to overcome you as an individual. And then that's going to help our unit and what we need to achieve, and et cetera, et cetera. But yeah, I mean, there's still a long way to go. As you say, we've picked up some really good results off of teams that were massively above us in the table. And I think we enjoy that. We relish the challenge of playing against teams that are higher than us. And I think we up our standards when it comes to that. So now the latter half of the season, it will be about, okay, well, teams that are in and around us in the table, you know, teams that we need to pick up 3 points off of because of where we're currently situated or recent form, we must make sure that we adhere to those same level of standards. Because notoriously, you know, and I get why, over the past 5 years, we haven't done insanely well when the expectation is on us to succeed.
When does that change, Tamsin? When does that point and that shift come when players suddenly realise, right, this is winnable, this is doable? And how do you as a coach make that happen? And secondly, you can address this then to Mickey after if you want to. Do you buy that? Do you think this Storm's team, this is how other teams view them now?
I think first answer to your first question, it's a natural progression. You can tell people all you want, you can blag it all you want. And I've been in positions with that in the early days of Storm, but it happens with the results on the court. And it becomes a bit of a trust thing with your player coach as well. You know, you become believable. In my first year of player coach, no one wanted to come play for me. No one did. And that you build that element and you build that squad and you build the style and the culture you want to play. It takes time. Success does. It's not an easy thing. So that isn't something easily that just switches one day. It's over time, it builds. And this season, regardless of what happens to Storm, will be invaluable in their building over the next, especially if they can keep that group together. Do I buy that a team to beat, that people see it as that? Probably, because I've also been there. I've been there as a coach that looks at other teams and go, if you want to win the league, Storm, you need to beat them. It's just not even a discussion. But it doesn't mean for them that they're not dangerous. So actually, you can play that very much into your own hands. When people are coming at you thinking you're a team for a scalp, it not only pushes you to new standards, it also gives you an opportunity to be a team that perhaps don't come firing all cylinders at you as well. That works both ways. So I don't ever think it's a problem. Sometimes it's easier to be in that underdog, ticking along kind of team that actually you're going to come and play like that against you. We are going to beat you. We're going to punish you. You're not only going to help us this year, but you're going to help us build to the future as well.
Yeah. And I mean, don't get me wrong, like, We know what we can do when we play well. We know that we, on our day against anyone, if we execute well, if we put on untold amounts of defensive pressure like we know we can, and if we feed Peace and create opportunities for her to be the threat as a world-class shooter like we know she is, on our day, we'll rival anyone. And I think we've shown that probably this year, you know, going goal for Thunder until half time, three quarter time. We came back from a double digit goal deficit to Loughborough and ended up only losing the game by 4 or 5. So, you know, and these are teams that at the minute look pretty unbeatable, or at least until last, you know, this week where they went head for head against each other. So, you know, we have that level of belief. It's just about whether we execute or not. And as we know, like in a game that's small margins, as we're seeing across the league now, irrespective of table position, it just comes down to decision making in maybe 3 or 4 key moments across that 60 minutes. If you can choose to execute and push on from there, then you'll be fine. If you don't, then it's going to go edgy. But I think the difference is now, like, we actually believe it. Tia alluded to it a second ago. You know, you can talk about trigger words like confidence and belief and all of that kind of stuff as much as you like. And I'm certain every environment does. Of course they do, because no one's in this league thinking they can't compete. But sooner or later, you have to start getting the results in order for people to actually believe that's a thing, you know, to actually think that they have a shot and they actually convince themselves that, yeah, do you know what, I actually can do this, and I can be as good as that player, and I can beat this defender. And, you know, all of a sudden you get a couple of results and now it's a given. You know, there's of course it is. It's just an expectation now. And I think that's probably the change that we've seen this year, which is great. But, you know, as I say, we've still got a ways to go. I still think we've got a lot of learnings to do. And, you know, games like last night where we have to go goal for goal away from home on a Monday night is really tough going. And, you know, we learned some really tough things about each other in that moment. And to come out with it with a one goal win, I think we'll take a run away with. But yeah, you know, all good things. And I think that, you know, one thing that I think anyone at Storm will tell you at the minute is they're just enjoying themselves. Like, win, lose or draw, we accept that results will sometimes go our way, sometimes won't. And it hurts and it stings and all of the rest of it. But we just really enjoy in that process of, okay, well, how can we be slightly better here? And what is it that broke down in that instance so that we can fix it for next time? The girls seem to really be relishing that challenge, but I think that's probably a testament to the amount of depth that we have across our training environment at the moment, because it is super competitive.
It's a testament to you too, coach. Take it. Mickey, thank you so much. Off the court. Storm Stars in round 11. I hope it's not goal for goal, at least for one of you sides. Clearly, I'm a neutral. Thank you, Nicky.
Yeah, you and me both.
And you can catch up on the latest episode of Off the Court on the England Netball YouTube channel as well. Last week at Surrey Sports Park saw Storm beat Stars 68-52. And the player of the match was Praskovia, who spoke to Storm's Facebook afterwards.
It feels awesome. I've worked for this all my life. Finally, I got one. So, Yeah, it's fantastic to get player of the match, but I credit it to my teammates because if they did not give me that trust, then I wouldn't have gotten it. And secondly, if the defenders did not play to the best of their ability, I couldn't get all those balls to score. So altogether, I credit the entire team because I couldn't do it on my own.
And let's talk about your performance out there today. How did it feel being out on court?
Well, it felt beautiful, especially playing a team that we lost to in the first round. We learned our lessons when we lost to them, and today we just had to be more clinical and play to the best of our ability, knowing that we just have to take one ball at a time and one game at a time.
And obviously you're playing Bath at the end of the week. You've got 5 days to rest, recover and train. What does the week look like for you?
Well, having just played this and straight away preparing for Bath, I think it's going to be a busy week. But in saying that, we've played games, back-to-back games, and so this is enough room for us to prepare ourselves. And talking about Team Bath, they are a strong team. We can't underestimate their strength. All we just have to do is to let this game go, sit down as a team, and work a strategy forward to playing Team Bath. Definitely, they're going to come hard on us, but the past few weeks, we have proved how strong we are, and we are going to do the best that we can do. At the end of the day, we can't determine the end result right now, but the best team will win.
Fantastic. And finally, the fans are getting louder and louder each match. The crowds love you and the team. Have you got any messages for the fans?
Well, I've never seen fans like this that stand by you even when you're not doing well. They stand by you when you're doing well, and in all circumstances they're with us, and I cannot be proud enough of them. They are really fantastic. We love them, and we are doing all that we are doing just because of them, and we will continue to do our best to make them proud.
And Mickey was also pleased with her side's performance.
Yeah, I guess we tried not to place too much extra emphasis on it. It's just any other game. We prepared for them the same as we would for any other opposition. But we knew that they'd be coming here absolutely gunning for a win. And if we was them, we'd be doing the same thing. You know, they were one up against us in the season, and rightfully so. But we'd spoke all week about how we had felt inwardly within our group that we just didn't turn up for that first game of the season. But it was up to us, and it was our responsibility to prove that to ourselves, to each other. Nothing external, but just to make sure that we put in a really decent performance to prove that we could do better. And it was that I was really pleased with. If you'd asked me at first quarter time, I probably wouldn't have been this positive. But yeah, look, I'm really proud. I can't stand here and win by 16 and be anything other than happy, I guess. So yeah, overall really pleased.
So talking about that first quarter, obviously Storm were down at the end of the first quarter. They were one up by the end of the second. What happened over that half-time period that fired you all up to come out and perform such a brilliant third and fourth quarter?
Tell you what, I think we're really lucky and fortunate that the players we've got within our group, you don't really have to say much when your back's against the wall like that. We knew that we didn't start as promising as we wanted to. That's probably the first time all season, barring the first quarter of the Loughborough game, that we've had a really slow start. Generally, we've been pretty strong in that aspect. So I think it probably caught us a little bit off guard, and then that unsettled us a little bit, and it took us a while to get into our flow. But to win that second quarter by four, I think, going one up at half-time, we knew momentum was with us. And to be honest, me and the coaching staff didn't really need to say that much. It was just about giving everybody a bit of a reality check. You know, that quarter percentage-wise was much better. It was much more positive. We all need to get out of the frustrating headspace and just know that, you know, this is going to be a game of it now, if we make it a game of it. But that's up to us. Everything's within our control. And as I say, I was really pleased that I feel like third quarter, everybody just individually stuck to task, did their job, wasn't conscious of external or scoreboard, just kept chipping away at it. And then by the end of the quarter, I looked up and the score margin was double digit. So it was like, oh, okay, that was much better. So yeah, really pleased by that reaction. But we're really lucky that the group of players that we've got, they demand from within. Sometimes you just don't really need to say that much.
And at this point of the season, is it really good to see that fight within the girls?
Yeah, to be honest, I think we've had that in abundance all season long in terms of that fight. You know, we've been down against teams, backs against the wall, and got the bit between our teeth and come back. And that's not something that notoriously in seasons gone past you would probably put in the same sentence as Storm. So I think we've done a really good job over the first half of the season to get rid of that old terminology. I think what I was really impressed with was today, with our ruthlessness. In previous games, I think we've gone, you know, up by score margin margin of three or four, had a turnover and an opportunity to really push ahead. And in that moment, we haven't. And then, therefore, the score margin's always edgy around 4-5. And I know a win's a win, but confidence is really important. And I think today's the first time in a long time that we've really gone for the jugular when it mattered, in which case the scoreline keeps topping up and going up. And then before you know it, you look up and, as I say, it's double digits. So it was that ruthlessness that I was really impressed with today. And it's games like that that are going to matter come the back end of the season.
So looking forward, obviously, 5 days' time, we're back here again against Team Bath. What is going to happen for you and the team in the next 5 days to get ready?
Yeah, I think that now, in our next 2 weeks, there's a really jam-packed schedule. We play Bath on Friday. Following week, we back up in 24 hours against Loughborough and Thunder, and then we've got 3 games in 6 days straight after that. So, great. It's going to be a really tough task. But for us, we go straight back to the drawing board. Everybody gets a day off tomorrow, and then we come back into training straight away on Tuesday and Thursday of this week. We prepare for Bath diligently. We know that they'll be gunning for us to try and turn the tide of what we did away from home against them. And we know that they're a bit of a different outfit now with Pumza Mwaini included into their squad. But fortunately, her old teammate is on our side and knows her pretty well. So I think I'm going to enjoy watching that battle from the circle edge. We're really relishing the challenge. All we want to do is compete against every single opposition. So we're just looking forward to the competition. And we're back at home, so we back ourselves to play pretty well at home.
Online at Surrey Storm on Twitter, you can now register to know more about this black tie event, this season awards dinner. It's going to be taking place on Saturday, the 11th of June at 7 p.m. Stay up to date with the latest from the club at surreystormnetball.co.uk, and you can follow us as well at Surrey Storm.
This is the Surrey Storm podcast.